also good to realize that this word "fool" in this verse is the only time that is mentioned in this epistle. You connect "fool" usually with the writing of the Apostle Paul. But when you come to John's writing, you find that word here, and you kind of open your eyes really to the great impact that Paul should have on the family of God. After all, John's writing is really in regard to the family. You have it later on in the, you had it actually in chapter 2, where he speaks to children, fathers, and young men. And the idea of having a hope, of being transformed to bear the image of Christ, usually is something for the future. And that's why I'm saying for John to write, he's not really talking about when we get there, we'll be there. That's really true. But the challenge is to be that now and here. To have that purified, that characteristic of the world is built on. It's impurity. That's what characterizes the world. Corruption and violence. That's what characterizes the world. What characterizes the children of God is a totally different mindset. It's totally different mindset. We have said before about the influence of the public opinion or the corruption that goes on in that world. And it's influencing the way the believers are thinking. And it leads them to corruption. It leads them to be impure, unholy. But having the hope that the Lord might come today, that He might come now, it will help you. It will prevent you. If you think of it this way, from many, many dangers. Because again, as we have heard, the object is this, to be like Him now. You will be like Him when He comes. There's no question about that. And it has nothing to do with you. Not that because you were, it has nothing to do, that's the grace of God. It doesn't matter what condition you were in. You will be like Him, that's His grace. But the challenge is now, at that present time, how to take advantage of the blessed hope and to purify oneself. And as we have heard, the standard is not according to my standard of purity, but as the Lord Jesus Himself is pure.
That's a very good, you know, what you distinguish there between the present reality of this in our experience and what God will do, God will do. And I think that's a good way to divide this little section we have here. That's really what's in our hearts, is to see that distinction. We can talk about that in a few minutes, about what actually God will do. But right now, I think what is happening in us is what really we should grasp right now.
I don't know if anyone has this question, but in Colossians we read that we've been made fit to be partakers with the saints in life. And you're saying also that we're predestinated to be conformed to the image of His Son. So someone might say, well, if that's true, why should we purify ourselves since we're going to be like Christ anyway? So I wondered if anyone had an answer for that.
That is the beauty of the scripture, really, right? That these two lines go hand in hand. There are many who have built, I use the term theology or teaching, on one side or the other. The side that is everything is positional. You have it. And it is true because the scripture said that. You have it. If you are saved, you're saved. I have nothing to do with you. If you are predestinated, you are predestinated. Have nothing to do with you. That is God, and that is in the scripture. But that's God's sovereignty. That's one line. The other line is man's responsibility. You and I have responsibility here. If you are a Christian, you have to act like a Christian. Let me give you, and again, I don't want to use stories, but pardon me for using it. Talking especially to those who are young among us. One day, a soldier who was part of the army of Alexander the Great ran away from the battle. They brought him before Alexander the Great. And Alexander looked at him and said, "What's your name?" He said, "My name is Alexander." He said, "Son, you either change your name or you change your character. If you're calling yourself Christian, you cannot live like one and act like one." And it's the same thing here. As I have a responsibility to display the position that God has put me in. If I claim to be a son of God, walk like one. If you claim to be a child of God, walk like one. If you claim to be a heavenly person, walk like one. So the position is there, that's ours. But also the practical display of that, that's my responsibility to do it here.
And it's possible that because we allow that dichotomy to occur between us is the reason why so often there is an inconsistency between my walk and what I am positionally. Because I see myself as having something in Christ, and I'm going to get it no matter what happens. And we need to change our thinking where that's concerned. We need to realize that my walk has to be consistent with what I am in Christ. I will be like Him, yes, but I'm to be like Him now. And I think these are the things that must make a difference with us.
We've all heard the expression, walk the talk. Sometimes we talk a great deal, but our walk doesn't always conform with what we're saying. And to grow in the Lord and to become more like Him here is a wonderful, blessed privilege. And we certainly want to do that. But I don't care what age you are, as long as you're in these bodies of humiliation, you will never reach the perfection that we see in the Lord Jesus. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't strive toward that perfection. The Lord wants us to do that. He wants us to grow like Him and to reflect that to others. Not just to talk about it, but the life that we live. From the day that you trust in the Lord, there should be a change in the way you live compared to others your own age, or older or younger, it doesn't matter. No one ever reaches the point, regardless of age, where they can say, there is nothing further for me to learn, there are no more experiences that the Lord can bring me through to bring me closer to Him. That is not true. You are left here, and that's one of the purposes for being here. The other, of course, in growing more Christ-like, you testify of your faith. You testify of your faith in the Lord, in the life that you live. That's the testimony, not the words that are said.
It says, every one that hath his hope in Him purifieth himself. So this is the evidence that we have the hope. I think it's Peter that says, making your calling and election sure. You know, the evidence that we really are saved is that we are purifying ourselves.
And that's really living in the good of it.
Yes.
Because we all claim we have this hope.
Yeah.
But how many of us are living in the good of it? But I like to highlight one thing with this, is that although we have brought to the our eternal portion positionally, that will never be affected, that will be never tainted, because it is God's plan, it's God's counsel. But it says, although in the eternal portion, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. As if to say, I'm just make suggestion, that looking at Him, that it's going to affect the whole company to bear His image. All of us, we're going to be like Him, for we shall see Him. And the question is always, in a practical way, what will cause me to live in the good of it? What will cause me to live in the good of the hope to keep myself pure? It's a very simple formula, brethren. It is seeing Him. It is looking at Him. And that's what 2 Corinthians 3 says. As we see the Lord, what's going to happen in your life? You're going to be changed from glory to glory. And the reason that we don't take this character upon us, one sadly has to say, is because we are focused on so many affairs of this world. We are looking at so many things in this world, worldly things, TVs, movies, shows, that it's taking this character of purity from us and engaging us in filthy things. The only equation and remedy in the Scripture for a believer to have this hope in Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Brethren, young and old alike, we have to have a fresh look of the person of the Lord Jesus, of the life of the Lord Jesus, of the work of the Lord Jesus, and that, I guarantee you, as far as the Scripture is concerned, will bring a change and will keep us pure as He is pure.
And there's a reason